W2T, W2T in 0TR. Endure in 0TR, QRZ.
Rusty, KA5WLL.
KA5WLL, this is in 0TR, November 0, Tango Radio. My name is Tom, and Rusty went out, and I think he got blown away because he hasn't come back yet.
Room. I thought I heard Rusty's call sign. This is KA5WLL. Good afternoon. I don't think we've spoke before. My name's Leroy Lima Ekru, Romeo Oscar Yankee. I'm here in Taylor's, in almost the downtown area off the Brooklyn Road.
Oh, fine business. Nice to meet you, Leroy. Mine's Tom, and actually that's my initials, Tom Rouse, N0TR. And my wife's in Ingalls right now, and I just got some push water here. And we're in Ingalls, I guess it's still in Greer or Taylor's. It's right on the edge. We live up between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham. And the power did not go out there. We do have a Generac, but it didn't come on and didn't even flash. And I'm very surprised because the wind was as high as we've ever seen down here. I think I recorded 33 miles an hour one time in the last 9 years, and it was over 30 today.
That's almost like zero land and five land winds out there. So, I heard you said you was from Kansas earlier. I'm from Oklahoma, northeastern Oklahoma. I've lived out here since 92 after I got out of the military. But we were sitting here watching the movie, and all of a sudden our power went out. The storm here wasn't even that bad. I don't even think we got over 15 mile an hour winds, but something must have hit the line somewhere along the way and knocked it out. Over.
Oh, Roger. Well, we're just north of the Cunningham Fire Department, if you know where that's at, and a little bit to the east of that New Ingle, or O'Neill edition there, where they built all them cockeyed houses 6 foot apart. We left Toto and Dorothy up there, and I hope you did too, Leroy, because I'm sure you had warnings every year. We did. I've only seen half a dozen of them in my life, and a couple of them was pretty close, but fortunately we was never hit by one, but we had an F4 or F5 just 8 or 9 miles north of us one time, and it's pretty devastating. I was in the Navy, Leroy. I was in Airedale. What was you in?
Throughout my career in the Army, active duty, and then was 4 years as a signal operator. And then when I got out, I moved down to South Carolina and got to the South Carolina Guard and was an artilleryman at that point. But, we've had some pretty bad tornadoes there. I'm from Bartlesville originally, northeastern, just north of Tulsa, where Phillips 66 was headquartered out of for years. And but we've had several tornadoes in that area, and a couple, three hit the town while I was there. But none of them were the F4, F5 size. It was F2s and below, F3s and below. But, they can be pretty bad out there. But they seem to be picking up in this area now.
Roger. Well, I have a couple of friends up there. One of my very best friends. It was an engineer at our company that I worked at 32 years as an electrician and electronic technician in a large machine shop. And I've been down there once or twice or three times. I love that museum where they have the pistols there at the Phillips Museum. Wow, they got quite a collection. And I was down there going to the Mozart Festival. I played avocationally in the university there at Pittsburgh, Kansas, PSU, Pittsburgh State University, for 9 years on the French horn. And, that Mozart Festival there is wonderful.
I've been to that Mozart Festival a few times. And that gun museum you're talking about is a nice museum. I forget the actual name of it now, but it is a nice one over there towards Woolagall. And but the storms here has kind of settled down now. We're just kind of waiting for Duke Power to to get the power back. They're looking around 9 o'clock tonight so far, so had to switch over to battery packs on the backup for the radios.
Roger. This is 0TR. Well, Leroy, do you have that on your phone with Duke where... wow, this guy about back in the car. They notify me and almost instantly, and then they give you an estimation of the time, so I assume you have that, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
That's really a nice asset, I'll tell you. Fortunately, we have the Generac now, and I used to have to go out and fire up the portable generator, and I had it backfed down to the basement to another auxiliary panel, sub-panel, and I just shut the main off upstairs, and it would feed in there. But it was only about, 6,750 watts, I think, so it would not run the central air or central heat. And I have congestive heart failure and a few other niceties, and I have to have the power. And so thank God I had a great friend and a master electrician that helped me to get that installed. And boy, we just love it.
Roger, one day I want to get a generator added to the house here. But it's one thing I haven't, we've been fortunate here. We've lived here for probably 25, 26 years now. And we've only lost power a handful of times. And I'm not sure if it's worth the cost for the amount of times we've lost power outages or what right now. Because I priced them, they're going to be about $8,000 or so installed. It's just cost versus benefit I'm kind of looking at right now.
Yes, it does add quite a bit of value to your home, if that means anything. We're 72, and I just don't care. I just wanted the convenience of it, and oh, they're nice. I actually installed a 16-kilowatt one for my brother-in-law on the farm back in Kansas. He lived out in the boondocks, and you know what that is if you come from Oklahoma, about 20 miles. And, oh, that paid off for them a lot. But ours has become much more reliable. When we first moved here, it seemed like power was going out a lot. But anymore, it's pretty reliable. And the kids, they live down in the south at 14 and Pelham. And theirs is all underground, and they've had real good luck. But I'll tell you, let me drop this. My neighbor, Tim, told me that one time there was 6 or 7 days without power after an ice storm here. Up there where we're at, which is still Greer, but it's up on 101, and that would be rough, 6 days of it. We've been out, maybe 8 to 12 hours in the last year, once or twice, and like I said, it was a lot more frequent, but I know what you mean. It's just ridiculous. Have you got natural gas or propane? If you got that, that'll cut down on it. And go to a website called Power Equipment Direct, and you'll see what you can buy an air conditioner or generator for. Real reasonable. It's a great website. That's where I got mine.
I'll have to check it out, KFIWLL, but Power Equipment Direct. But I kind of look through Home Depot and Lowe's, that type of places. That's probably why the cost is up a little bit more, too, the plus you're working with labor. But I'll have to check out that website. I know even 8 or 9 hours is not as bad as 8 or 9 days. I mean, the last time we had a power outage in this area, it was probably a month or so ago for a few hours, and then before that, it was several years ago, we had a ice storm, and our street was the only street in the area that had power, and the school, we have a school right across the street from us, and it was running off a generator for that long, so I may have to look at doing that anyways one day.
Roger, send your OTR. Well, I'll tell you, Leroy, if you can find somebody that's licensed, I don't know if you're in town or not, but you do want to have somebody that is proficient. And I bought this 21-kilowatt one, and I had a gentleman from one of the biggest heating and cooling firms here in town tell me. He says, you bought that from them for what we give for them. And I bought the 21 kilowatt or 22 kilowatt one, and it's a whole house generator. And back then it was around $4,000. And then, of course, I had some labor to pay, but it was people I knew, it was very reasonable. I just wasn't able to do the heavy part anymore due to my health, or I could have put it in myself. I put George's in, and his was a lot more involved because you had to pick out so many circuits, like the 16 kilowatt, you pick out 10 circuits you want to activate and run. And it would run 2 4-ton air conditioners and start them. That's the main thing. And I spent quite a lot of time because I had to install the propane line. And oh, we had another addition on a big long ranch style house. And it was a lot of fun, to say the least. And you had to add another sub panel. And but it has the automatic transfer and all that. But Power Equipment Direct, you can look there and get a good idea how badly you're getting screwed around, if you know what I mean.
And, well, I'm going to let you go, and maybe we'll talk to you later on. I don't get on 2 meters very often. I used to be pretty active on here until several years ago and kind of got off, and I've been on more HF through the last year or so. So, but we'll talk to you later down the log, and take care out there. Stay safe. Well, I'll have to look at that website to check it out there. N0TRKE5WLL. We'll
throw
on your final.
Okay, Leroy. And I'll also add Costco's is very reasonable on the generator sets.
No, we've been a member of Costco's. I didn't know they sold gen sets. Do you have to provide your own labor, or do you still have to hire someone, or do they do it?
You know, I'm not certain. I wouldn't be surprised if they could give you a referral. But I know their prices are very reasonable, and they're right back there towards the fruit section at Costco's in Spartanburg anyways. I'm not sure where they're located in Greenville down on Woodruff, because I avoid that like the plague. But if you get a chance, run over there. I do highly recommend the Generac. There are some other good ones out there also. I can't remember the name. It's a real fine engine that guys get in their lawnmowers occasionally. I can't think of the name of it right now. I'm driving, but I got a one-track mind. Okay, Leroy. It's been very enjoyable. 73. Stay safe out there. This is N0TR Clear.
Stay safe, KFIWLL.